Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artist fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artists who spend their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live on blogtalkradio.com/regalpoet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. And come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio. Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, and it is with great pleasure that we come out to you, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Today we have an awesome show for you. We're talking about the 1 Minute Manager. So I've said this before on shows past. We are readers here, readers, and readers are leaders. And so I wanted to share a couple of books that I have run into. I've actually read one of them previously and ran into it again, and I said I would share it. It's interesting because I read a lot of business books. I read a lot of self-help books. I read a lot of activity books in a way, like how-tos. I just enjoy learning, and I feel like if you could see my library right now, I feel like I'm back in college. As a matter of fact, when I go out to like a coffee shop or the library, I'm a big library person. Every time I go out there, people ask me what degree am I going for, and you know, I'm just an entrepreneur, so we're constantly, as a visionary, constantly taking in information, and I'm looking to see what the new trends are, looking to see what information you guys need, looking to see what opportunities are out there and available, and there are quite a number of opportunities. We just have to hone our craft and hone what we are looking to do, and these books actually help you kind of put these in place. These two specifically are considered one of the best, the top 100 business books ever. These two are on the list. The first book is The 1 Minute Manager by Kenneth Blanchard, PhD, Spencer Johnson, MD. So, The 1 Minute Manager pretty much just talks about
organization and thoughts. As a matter of fact, it's broken up into three secrets. I'm going to expose those to you. But I would highly recommend that that you pick it up. What's so awesome about these books, because they are kind of timeless books, not kind of, but actually considered the top 100 books, you can find these books literally for like a dollar. This one, I actually bought it for a penny online. I think I probably spent a dollar just for the shipping. So I am big on that. So these books, you can really, there's no excuse in terms of getting them. But the 1 Minute Manager, it basically is teaching you how to affect others and teaching you how to achieve your own goals, how to manage your time, which is a big, I will admit, weakness of mine. And so I'm doing whatever I can to make it my success. It's only an opportunity. Failure is only an opportunity for success. So the 1 Minute Manager broken up into three secrets, and I would highly recommend that you read the book. The way the layout is just wonderful. I really just in one sitting read it, and that has been rare for me lately. And I believe it's the style of writing is the reason why it was so easy for me to read it in one sitting. Actually, like just like a couple of hours. The three secrets are broken up into 1 minute goal setting, 1 minute praising, and 1 minute reprimand. And so the authors were trying to illustrate that within, as you get yourself focused and make everything in your life bite-sized. So you know how our to-do list, literally mine has like 500 items. Make it more bite-sized and really focus on the major goals and responsibilities that you're looking to achieve. Being clear on that, clear on what you expect, and from there, setting up goals for yourself daily, just 1 minute. And sometimes you don't even have to go to them daily, but it's good to go to your goals on a daily basis. Actually, more than once would be great within a day. So that's the 1 minute goal setting. And then always try to find something right from the people around you and sharing that for 1 minute. And then when they do something wrong, the 1 minute reprimand is very important. Now, I've simplified this so much, but I recommend that you read it because the philosophy behind it and the psychology will actually help you understand why these three areas are so important. And with the 1 minute manager, it actually talks about a one manager doing this for his employees, and then in turn, these employees actually doing this for themselves, and they becoming self-motivated, self-starters, and able to achieve their goals by themselves, which I think is absolutely awesome. So there's a lot of nuggets in here, even about personal style, what your areas are, you know, noticing that. And I implemented it with a couple of my students that I'm helping to submit a couple of applications for a very, very important opportunity. And I was struggling with them. You know, we can always say, oh, they're teenagers. And so, you know, that's why they're doing what they're doing. But they just needed motivation, and I needed to become a motivator. So I needed a push. And so that I could push them and not think, oh, well, I don't want to bother them, that type of thing, the things that we do often. But with that, I was able to motivate them and very little motivation, too. Now they're achieving their goal, which makes me feel good and, of course, makes them feel good. So that was awesome. So I've been implementing the 1 Minute Manager already. The second book is How to Get Your Point Across in 30 Seconds or Less. I think it's by Milo O. Frank. I think that this is like one of the most important books that we would need. And it's interesting, they actually go together, because in the 1 Minute Manager, it says that your goal should be 250 words or less, and it should be less than a minute. So they go together. I could be a little bit long-winded, so how to get your point across in 30 seconds or less is perfect for me. And another practical book as well. This one I think I got for a dollar while I was in California at a bookstore at a mall. I love those little bookstores. Those bargain books. That's what it was, bargain books. And I got this for like a buck, and I forgot about it. And one day I was like, you know, I really need a book that's gonna help me with my message. I want to make sure that I can, you know, be profound. As you guys know, I am a poet, so, you know, I want to make sure I can be hard-hitting, you know. And I looked it up. I was like, top 10 books about messages. And this book came up, and I'm like, I think I have that book. And I looked, and lo and behold, I did. I bought it like a year ago, never picked it up. And it's considered one of the top 100 best books ever written. And the guy is he did film, TV producer, no longer, but yeah, that was his thing. He's gotten top actors to work for him for free, and he talks about this. So this is definitely up our alley. Even though it's a business book, it's an artist, so it's up our alley. How to get your point across in 30 seconds or less, Milo O'Frank. Now, he actually breaks it down into about 5 nuggets, and so because of that, that's something you guys would want to dive into to actually read. But one of the things that he discusses is that you really want to make sure your vision is clear. You really want to make sure that your vision is clear. That's the one area I want to point out. I want you to grab this book and read it. This is also another short read, very short read. Grab that and really focus on the vision, because once you know exactly what you want, right, then you can be clear on that, but then you can also look at what would be in it for that other person. Because sometimes we have these visions that we create, these works of art that we create, and this is for people, you know, clients. This is probably not your own personal work that you write, your own personal art, but for your clients. Yeah, you have a style that you utilize, but when you collaborate and think mentally of that other person and what they need, what they want, which is essentially why they came to you. When you can do that, there's something amazing. There's something amazing that actually happens. And everyone gets what they want. Everyone is motivated. Everyone is happy. Everyone is elevated. And you feel good about your work. You feel good about your work. And then when you have a new supporter that sees your material and they say, yes, you got me in 30 seconds or less, that's amazing. So those are the two books that I really want to recommend to you. And we'll have, I've done this before, but we'll have more shows where we talk about the materials, the toolkits that you want to have, the items and the actual tools and the toolkits that you want to have that help you get to the next level. So thank you guys for listening today. I'm so pleased to be able to share these two books, How to Get Your Point Across in 30 Seconds or Less by Milo O'Frank and The 1 Minute Manager by Kenneth Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. So you guys enjoy the rest of the day. We'll talk to you soon. And always remember to check us out on our social medias, before I forget, Twitter and so on. But always remember to be yourself, be regal. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.